confident, to the basket, draws contact. He'll get the hoop and arm. Terry attacks off the dribble. His shot good in paint.
The stage is set. The players are ready. The fans have filled the stands. It's time to play some basketball. Today's game on WAXI is presented by
The Fountain Trust Company, Ron Construction, Andrews Heating and Cooling, Park County REMC, Jackson Family of Dealerships, Future X Industries, Overpeck Gas, Rockville and Clinton IGA Stores, Clark Chevrolet, Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company, BJ's Electronics, Dale Warnick Chevrolet, Ryan Luce State Farm Insurance, Valley Pro Construction, WTHI TV 10, Diverter Funeral Home, and Wallace Law Offices.
Crawfordsville 5-2 on the year. Park Heritage 3-4. Head coaches for these two ball clubs, David Pierce, 86-101 in his ninth year. Rich Shelsky, 3-4 in his first year at Park Heritage, 22-34 in his third year overall. Sagarin ratings, Crawfordsville 52nd in 3A. And at Park Heritage, 21st in 1A. Last outing for these two ball clubs. Crawfordsville defeated Seeger 52-51. Park Heritage over North Central 70-45. We're now going to be joined by Coach Kyle, head coach of Park Heritage. Coach, haven't seen you for a while. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Win gets you above 500. And you've been playing good basketball. I know probably tonight you haven't played quite as well as you've been playing in some of your defeats, but we saw you against North Vermillion, and you took the Falcons down to the wire. You obviously played very well on the road at Seeger as well, but you're a game above 500. Your thoughts here at the midway, I guess you're a little bit past the midway point.
Right,
but
we're past the midway, but if somebody had said we'd been 9-8, I'd have been pretty happy with that because, you got a lot of newcomers contributing in there, and when we learn to take care of the ball a little bit better and quit turning it over so much, because defensively we can still stop some people at times, but it just seems like for every stop we get, for every three stops we only get one shot because we're turning it over ourselves.
And obviously when you turn it over you lose an opportunity to score points.
Yeah.
And you know, one of the things we said, we've seen you go back to more of a deliberate style offensively, although it looks like at times you want to continue to try to push it up, but you got to be good decision makers in doing that. But you've settled back into the 2-3 zone, which is, we've really seen those defensive numbers drop in terms of defensive points that you give up.
Well, we're giving up 55 points a game there in our first 10 games, and I said, this has got to stop. So, we said no more 50s, keep it down into the 40s because we're not going to score that much, even if we try to get into a running game. So we know that we got to keep the opponents to 40 or less, and hopefully we can get into the low 40s. And, sometimes it worked. We did give up 52 against Northview, but we were 6 points down with six to go. So it was a pretty good battle without Duggar, our best player. So,
I think if you do have her, I think you've probably got a legitimate chance to win that basketball game. Saw them earlier in the year, and a little bit about your schedule. You played a very challenging schedule, which you do year in, year out, but obviously the thought process is it prepares you for tournament time.
Yeah, and we still have some real good opponents coming down the stretch too. You got to play North Central and Attica and Cloverdale, who we know those three are all ranked. And you still got South Vermillion and so we've still got some good teams before we get to sectional play. And, conference, we're 1-2, so the bulk of our schedule is left. It's going to be a lot of conference games.
Well, I would say based on your body of work through your first 17 games, Coach, I would agree with your assessment. I think you and your staff have done a very good job. A lot of key players were lost off of both teams last year, speaking of Rockville and Turkey Run. And you're trying to put a group of kids, that have not played together, and you're a lot of kids don't have varsity level experience.
No.
You've done a nice job of putting that together, and to be a game above 500 and to play as well as you played on the road against upper echelon teams in the conference, I think says a lot.
You got some youngsters that I think they'll develop into point guards, so Taylor Duggar wouldn't have to be there, but right now they're not able to run the point, so she's a little bit out of position as well. But they're young. The other point guards are all freshmen and sophomores, and they've not had that varsity experience at the point, so they struggle a little bit. And you know my expectations, because we worked together for a long time. You know, they may think that it's that their level is, you know, midway through the yardstick, and I think it's two-thirds of the way up the yardstick is where they should be. So, you know, they'll get there. It's just going to take time.
But, Coach, congratulations once again. Park Heritage Lady Wolves, one game above 500 at 9-8. I know we've got you a couple more times before sectional. Can continue working hard, and I know you will, and continued success, and look forward to the next time we have Park Heritage.
Thank you, buddy.
All right, thanks, buddy.
All right, see you.
All right, well, let's take a quick break on our Ron Construction Fountain Trust pregame show. We come back. Actually, let's just go ahead and keep things here, Lee. Let's talk about this one a little bit. As we were talking, Crawfordsville, their last outing was a win over a Seeger ball club that had yet to lose a game. When you look at Crawfordsville, as I mentioned, 5-2 on the year. They lose to Greencastle, 67-55. Also a loss to West Lafayette, 64-47. Their wins are over Benton Central, Lebanon, a couple of Wabash River Conference schools in Attica and Seeger, and North Montgomery. For Park Heritage, 3-4 on the year, a difficult early season schedule. They dropped their first three out of the gate to Lafayette Central Catholic, Bedford North Lawrence, and Paoli. They've since won 3 of 4 over South Vermillion, North Putnam, and North Central. Lost a tough one to North Vermillion in the championship game of the Banks, 51-44. Park Heritage, as I mentioned, I think a team that's a little bit better than that 3-4 mark indicate, mainly due to the difficult schedule that they have played early on. Jake, welcome back. You know, looking at this one, we anticipate a very close basketball game, and you know, it's little things in this one I think that makes a big difference. But when you look at Park Heritage, you know, as I mentioned, they open up with three losses to Lafayette Central Catholic, Bedford North Lawrence, Paoli. All of those teams having very successful years, losing to North Vermillion, a very good ball club. And you've got another test here before Christmas. And no sooner do you get this one done, you got to jump back in that first Financial Classic against pre-tourney favorite Edgewood. So you've got your hands full, but your hope is that what you've done in your early season pays off for games like this.
Oh, very much. In ways, you want to play in big games. The earlier you can, the better off you are, at least I think as a coach, because your team gets really tested. You feel like what you're made of, what things you need to fix, and help really prepare you for tournament time. And, you know, as you just read off the schedule and the teams that played, Park Heritage is forming a group. Still trying to find an identity in the starting lineup role, but they have some skill. And if they can gel together and really play well in these situations, they could be dangerous at sectional time.
All right, well, let's wrap up our Ron Construction Fountain Trust pregame show as we get set for the playing of the national anthem. We'll be back in a couple of minutes for the announcement of the starting lineups and tip-offs. Game number two, Crawfordsville and Park Heritage Boys on 104.9 at WAXI.
Hi, this is Doug Weishide of the Fountain Trust Company. You have savings goals. The Fountain Trust Company has savings solutions. Whether you're saving for a down payment on your first house, a new car, or your dream vacation, Dream Fund is the perfect savings solution to help you make your dream a reality. With a competitive rate and just $200 to open, Dream Fund is designed to help you reach your savings goal. Stop by your local Fountain Trust Banking Center to learn more about the Dream Fund. The Fountain Trust Company, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Here when you need them. Wallace Law Firm, working with you on criminal law, divorce, custody, adoptions, real estate, bankruptcy, expungements, specialized driving privileges, Social Security disability, and estate planning matters. Wallace Law Firm has been in the business for over 100 years, with two offices to serve you, in Covington on the Courthouse Square and in Clinton on State Road 163 near Walmart. Wallace Law Firm wishes the best of luck to all the local high school sports teams. For over 40 years, Ron Construction has been the leading grain handling company in Park County and the surrounding areas. Whether you're needing service work, wanting to build a grain bin, or anything in between, Jim Ron and his staff have the expertise to provide you with all your agricultural needs. Their knowledge of grain handling equipment, of Brock grain bins and dryers, Westfield augers, bucket elevators, and towers are among the many items they can discuss with you. There are also a Valdor Motor Sales and Service Center. Ron Construction, north on State Road 59 in Rockville. Call 765-344-1608 or visit rahnconst.com.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm has passed. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley, only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
Already put it to the basket, draws contact. He'll get the hoop at arm. Terry attacks off the dribble. His shot good in paint.
The stage is set. The players are ready. The fans have filled the stands. It's time to play some basketball. Today's game on WAXI is presented by
the Fountain Trust Company, Ron Construction, Andrews Heating and Cooling, Park County REMC, Jackson Family of Dealerships, Future X Industries, Overpeck Gas, Rockville and Clinton IGA Stores, Clark Chevrolet, Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company, BJ's Electronics, Dale Warnick Chevrolet, Ryan Luce State Farm Insurance, Valley Pro Construction, WTHI TV 10, Diverter Funeral Home, and Wallace Law Offices.
Welcome back to Park Heritage Middle School as we get set for game number two between the Crawfordsville Athenians, 5-2 on the year, Park Heritage Wolves, 3-4. Jake, I believe you have starting lineups.
Yes, for Crawfordsville tonight, they're going to be starting five guys over 6 foot tall. They have a 6 foot junior guard, Carson Williamson, Trey Scorza, 6 foot junior, Will Cullerman, a 6 foot senior, Cameron Saunders, 6'3 senior, and Jesse Johnson Hall, a 6'6 senior. For Park Heritage, they have Ben Link starting at guard, 6 foot junior or senior, Landon Stewart, 5'9 sophomore, Landon Newham, 5'10 senior, Connor Davis, 6'4 sophomore, and Logan White, 6'2 junior. Those are your starters here for tonight, Jim. Looking forward to a great basketball game.
Thanks, Jake. Park Heritage, the home team, White. Solid white uniforms, and we have the buzzer go off. I'm not sure.
Had some scoreboard troubles here, Jim, in between intersessions, so they're getting that all fixed up, and looks like everything's off and running right now.
Well, Crawfordsville controls the tip. In transition, ball dribbled out of bounds off a foot. Gives it to Park Heritage. No problem. First basket of the ball game, Landon Stewart. Ball deflected out of bounds by Ben Link. Landon Stewart, just a sophomore, Jake. Began the year, I think, dressing on the varsity, but primarily playing on the JV. I think a lot can be said to the body of work that young man has done, not only on the JV team, but in practices as well, as he finds himself starting at least for the second time on the year.
Showing a lot of energy so far. Park Heritage run a 2-3 zone. He's doing a great job up top. Get the ball in the middle. Nice block by Connor Davis.
A little lethargic on the shot is Johnson Hall. He has the shot blocked by Connor Davis. Don't think he anticipated that happening. Hall gets the ball on the backside of the basket. He dribbles out, puts it in between his leg, drives baseline. Ball's now reversed. Shot at the top of the key. Won't go. Johnson Hall with the putback is good. We're tied at two. Shot was put up by Trey Scorza. Pressure into the front court by Park Heritage, no problem. Good defense by Crawfordsville. Both teams playing hard on the defensive end to start things off, Jake.
Yes, they are. Crawfordsville in that man-to-man defense, denying the ball everywhere, running around. Good back cut, but couldn't get it to him in time, but Parker just remains in possession of the ball.
Good recovery on defense by Cameron Saunders. It looked like he was beat by Noonan. Able to recover, deflect the ball out of bounds. Davis drives baseline. Shot won't go. Ball loose. Picked up by Kellerman. Kellerman into the front court. Contact in the paint. We'll say Stewart had himself set up. He draws the charge. Foul on Kellerman, his first, team's first. Clock at 6:20 here in our opening quarter. Ben Link will bring it into the front court. Gets it to White. White back to Link. 1-4 high set for the Wolves. Stewart looks to drive baseline. He's shut off by Williamson. It's now Noonan. Works to his left, behind the back, in between the legs, still with the dribble.
Nice pass.
Scoop pass inside to Davis. Davis's shot won't go. Kind of avoided the contact. If he'd have went up into the defense, may have got the shot to go and the foul. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Crawfordsville basketball.
Good pass there by Landon Noonan to Connors. Connor couldn't convert there. I know Parker is looking to get him involved offensively. Good move by Johnson Hall for Crawfordsville. They had him on the left wing, isolated one-on-one against Davis. He made a good move to baseline, got fouled. Ball out of bounds, Crawfordsville.
I don't think the official knows what he's doing. There we go. Now we got it right.
Got lost there.
All right, first on Davis, first on the Wolves. Ball comes into Scorza. He looks to go baseline, finds Hall in front of the basket. Well off the mark, rebounded by Park Heritage. They get their weave set. Ball comes near side to Nuna. He gets around the defense. Contact in paint. Shot won't go. They're going to say last touch by Crawfordsville. Noonan inbounds to Stewart. The top of the key Link. Good pass inside. Davis converts on the backside of the basket. Good high-low set out of the out-of-bounds situation. Park Heritage regains the lead at 4-2. Saunders with the basketball. His bounce pass to Johnson Hall. Ball loose, and they're going to say last touch by Link. Crawfordsville with the break there. Ball was going to go out of bounds, but it hit the official, stayed in bounds. Ball comes into Williamson. He'll dribble set the offense near side, Scorza. Back to Williamson, back to Scorza on the baseline. Jumper put up, shot's good. They're going to say an illegal screen on Saunders. So the basket does not count. Must have been on the play, Jake. I thought it was near side. The basket would have counted, but he waves it off. Ball comes to White. White to Link. In between the circles, near side, Stewart. Gets a screen, works to his right. Shot comes up short. Ball tapped by White, picked up by Scosa. Three on one. Once again, we see a player who hesitates inside, doesn't attack the basket. Shot fake allowed the defense to recover. Shot blocked. It'll remain Crawfordsville basketball.
Both squads showing good energy of pace of play here on both sides defensively. Park Harris gone man-to-man. Nice move by Williamson for Crawfordsville.
An excellent spin move. Got the Crawfordsville crowd excited. Williamson worked to his left, spun back to his right, found himself wide open inside. Ball poked away from Link, picked up by Scosa to the basket. Scosa's shot won't go, but he's fouled by Link. That'll send him to the free throw line. On Ben, that's his first. Second on the team. 4-4, 3:53 to go in our opening quarter. Scores are good on the first free throw. First lead of the ball game for Crawfordsville at 5-4. We'd like to thank Ron Construction, State Road 59 North of Belmore. Your hometown proud IGA stores in Rockville and Clinton. And WTHI-TV, depend on News 10. WTHI coverage you can count on. One of two at the free throw line for Scorza. Pass in the paint to Davis, can't handle it. His save inbounds picked up by Crawfordsville in transition. Now Williamson with the basketball. Scorza with the three-point attempt, no good. Rebound late. Then brings it into the front court, near side Stewart. They've isolated the floor for him. He goes ball reversal, link for three, shot no good. Johnson Hall with the rebound up the floor to the basket. I believe it's going to be another foul on link. That's going to send Kellerman to the free throw line.
Crawfordsville really gets that ball out and go, Jim. I mean, they're playing solid pressure defensively. Nowhere to breathe if you're handling the basketball here tonight for Park Heritage. I mean, they're pressuring the ball. Once that ball gets off the backboard or out of the basket, they're pushing up the court. Park Heritage is going to have to keep hustling back on defense. Foul there, free throw made by number 20, Will Kellerman.
Leads it 2-6-4. Kellerman's second free throw is also good. Pressure in the backcourt. Saunders snoops him from getting the basketball. He now gets it, works up the left side of the lane. They'll say he's fouled on the drive. They'll say it is in the act of shooting. Scorza with the foul. That'll be his first, third on the team. Landed good on the first free throw. We'd like to thank Dale Warnick Chevrolet in Rockville. Also the Fountain Trust Company, 15 locations, including the Rockville Banking Center and the Rockville IGA. Landed 2-for-2 at the free throw line. Cuts the lead to 1 at 7-6. Quickly up the floor. Crawfordsville, scoop pass inside from Kellerman. Picked off by White. White to Noonan, near side Stewart. White on the post, a little high-low between Davis and White. Well defended by Crawfordsville. It's now Noonan at the key area. He works on Saunders. Step back three on the way. His shot good. Park Heritage regains the lead at 9-7. This goes on the far side. Ball sent in the post to Saunders. Shot off glass is good. Good work in traffic. Unable to draw the foul, but he does convert the shot. We're tied at 9. Competitive ball game right now. Pass picked up by White. Logan hands it off to Landon. Comes near side to Stewart. Stewart looks in the post. He'll go top of the key. Davis. Davis for three. His shot hits the rim a couple of times. Offensive rebound. White gets the defense in the air. Shot. Shot was stripped the first time. He picks up the rebound. He draws the contact. He'll get the hoop and harm. Try to convert the three-point play. Park Heritage regains the lead 11-7.
Nice job by Logan White being active. Definitely did a good job on rebounding and took it up strong against two bodies. Got fouled and won.
A good persistence inside. First shot getting blocked didn't affect him at all. He stayed with it. Free throw won't go. Ball picked up by Crawfordsville. Williamson on the far side, now in the middle of the floor. Just into the ball game. Three-point shot by Gonzalez, no good. Long rebound to Park Heritage. Carson Scott also into the lineup. Jalen Krull kicks the ball to Stewart. Three-point shot won't go. Rebound Williamson. His pass in the middle of the floor almost hits Davis in the head. Got his hands up. Stewart for three. His shot off the mark. Now up the floor. Johnson Hall to the basket. Shot no good. Gets his rebound. Put back won't go. Foul on Davis. A lot of action, Jake.
You knew it was going to pick up here, Jim. You could just see it. The athletes, the way they're playing on both sides of the floor. It's going to be a great basketball game here this evening. Very intense so far in the opening quarter.
Johnson Hall off the mark on the first free throw. Jet Gooch is going to enter the lineup for Connor Davis. Davis picked up two fouls. So it's Link and Davis accounting for all four of the fouls for Park Heritage. Johnson Hall converts one of two, cuts the lead to one, 11-10 in favor of the Wolves. Clock at the 1 minute mark.
Sending a trap there by Crawfordsville in the half court. Good job on Park Heritage, being patient with the ball, finding the open man.
Yeah, they work the middle of the floor. They find the opening. Stewart to Krull. Will spin move back to his left, kicks the ball to Gooch. Gooch at the top of the key to Noonan. Rips the ball through the defense, defended by Scott. Jumper
tough
on
shot.
The way, off of the mark.
Very
rebound
tough
Williamson.
Shot.
Crossover dribble to the basket. Layup with the left hand is good. Some good athletes on Crawfordsville.
The yep.
Indians have the lead, 12-11. We're inside of 20 seconds. Park Heritage with the basketball. Stewart's pass picked off by Scosa. Scosa to the basket.
Got it.
He gets it. Stewart picks up the foul.
One of the things Crawfordsville doing on the defensive side, they're playing a good, solid man-man pressure defense, and they're sending a guy who's a man who, off of a big guy to go pressure or double-team the basketball. And that time they went and did that. They had some rotation. Scorza, a very solid kid, well-strength body type of guy. Made a steal all the way down for a layup, got fouled.
Free throw won't go. Tracked down in the corner by Gooch. And a foul by Anthony Gonzalez. Not a good foul in that situation. You had Park Heritage in the corner, Jake. Had to go the whole length of the floor. At 6.9, you now allow them to advance the ball a lot easier. Pass comes near side to Krull. He loses control. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Crawfordsville basketball at 1.5. At 1.5, you can get a dribble and a shot. Takes a dribble, shot up. It won't go. We played one. Crawfordsville with a three-point lead, 14-11. Stay tuned for second quarter action. Back here at Park Heritage Middle School on 104.9 WAXI.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard, so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter, like the drywall that somehow isn't. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Andrews Heating and Air Conditioning is also built to a higher standard. With nearly 50 years of serving the Wabash Valley and bringing peace of mind into the Valley's indoor comfort needs. Contact Andrews Heating today and let them obsess over it so you don't. 765-832-9401.
Hi, this is Mike Shake, sales manager at Jackson Family of Dealerships. Well, we are proud of our local park and Vermillion County schools. Sponsoring high school sports and local radio is just one way for Jackson Family to give back and say thanks to those who have supported this local dealership for over 85 years now. Play your hardest and you will always be a winner. Jackson Family of Dealerships, 765-832-2411 or jacksoncars.com.
Welcome back as we get set for second quarter action. Jim Foster, Jake Weber. We start quarter number two in game two. Gooch open for three. Jack's shot won't drop, and they'll say ball was last touched by Crawfordsville as White and Johnson Hall battle for the rebound. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Landon Noonan to enter the ball for Park Heritage. Having trouble finding anybody.
Oh.
And it goes off of Crawfordsville. As he threw the ball off of Scott, it came right back and deflected off of himself. Good idea, really, his best option there. You got to throw the ball low, though.
Yep.
A little bit too high, and it deflected straight back and hit him. It'll be Crawfordsville basketball.
A little different look here for Park Heritage in the half-court defensive set. They're in a 1-2-2 zone. Newnham with a good rebound off of the missed shot.
Johnson's Hall's shot off the mark. Rebound Park Heritage. Newnham loses the ball. And it's a battle on the floor. They're going to call, one official's going to call travel. Other official's going to call timeout. I think they're going to give it to Crawfordsville. It's a Valley Pro Construction timeout. A 30-second timeout will take it as well. Still 14-11 in favor of Crawfordsville at Park Heritage Middle School on 104.9 WAXI.
His shoots, he scores!
Be a part of a local winning team. Making quality plastics since 1969. FutureX Industries, located in Bloomingdale and Marshall, is now hiring for a range of positions, direct hire and temp to hire, with on-the-job training. Call 765-498-3900 or stop in at the Bloomingdale Personnel Office. FutureX is proud to be an active, vital part of the community. And good luck to all the area athletes from FutureX Industries.
Overpit Gas has a perfect gift for your family, friends, or maybe someone you know who could use a boost this Christmas. Give the gift of gas. Help a loved one by making a pledge towards their account. Any dollar amount will be accepted. It's up to you. Call Overpit Gas today. It's the gift they will remember. Merry Christmas from Overpit Gas in Marshall, 765-597-2201, and Covington, 765-793-2501.
Welcome back as we resume live action. A three-point basket by Gonzalez is good. Can't say that I like the way he retreated down the floor, Jake. Stuck the circle three up around his eye.
Oh, he did.
Stared
That's
down
not good.
The Park Heritage bench. Shot won't go for the Wolves. Rebound Crawfordsville. Foul on the rebound. Goes on Logan White. Our score is 17-11 at 6:56 remaining in quarter number two. I guess I'm just not a big fan of anything like that. Shoot the ball, make the basket, head down and play defense.
I'm the same way as you, Jim.
Shot in the corner by Scott, no good. Rebound put back by Scoza is. Biggest lead of the ball game for Crawfordsville at 19-11. Newnham on the dribble. In the corner, curl wide open. His shot, way too hard. Good hustle by Stewart. To link the top of the key. His shot won't go. Rebound Kellerman. Kellerman on the dribble, up the floor. And the foul comes on Stewart. That's going to be Landon second. And Park Heritage is going to use the timeout. It's a 30-second timeout. A Valley Pro Construction timeout. We'll send it back to studio on 104.9 WAXI.
This is Ryan Luce, your local State Farm agent. On the court, all-stars make assists look easy. Behind the back, no look, or off the backboard, they're dropping dimes nonstop. That's how we feel about coverage and savings. Combine your home and auto with State Farm and start your own assist highlight reel. After all, even all-stars need an assist. Call me, Ryan Luce, for help combining your home and auto and enjoy the savings at 765-832-2221 or visit us on the web at luceismyagent.com. Enjoy the game.
In Park County, for quality, secure, local phone and internet service, the one and only choice is Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company. Growing every day, Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company offers fiber optic services to residents and businesses in Rockville, Bloomingdale, and the Coloma area. All backed by local tech support available at 498-1000. Find out more today. True local phone and internet providers. Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company, 765-498-1000.
Welcome back to Park Heritage Middle School. 19-11 is our score. Crawfordsville with the lead. It'll be Williamson at the free throw line for one and bonus. That was a seventh foul on Park Heritage, Jake. And unfortunately, they're not spreading those out very well. Three players with two fouls here early in the second quarter.
That's not good for Park Heritage. Three guards, actually, is it? No, it's Connor Davis has got two. Ben Link has two, and now Landon Stewart has two. I think that's a good timeout call there by Coach Shelsky. Crawfordsville's pace play is starting to have an effect on the Wolves, and I think on the offensive side of the ball, I think Park Heritage wants to be a little more selective, maybe a little more patient, try to get the ball in the paint. They've been shooting a lot of threes here so far tonight. and defensively, talking about hustling back on defense, because the pace of play is starting to pick up, especially from Crawfordsville's standpoint.
First free throw is good by Williamson. I'd like to thank Jackson Family Dealerships across the River Bridge in Clinton, Andrews Heating and Air Conditioning, North 9th Street in Clinton, and Park County RMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative in Rockville. A pair of free throws by Williamson. Lead has reached double digits. It's at 10, 21, 11. Park Heritage looking for their first points here in quarter number two. Curl drives baseline. Good scoop pass in paint. White converts.
Well executed.
And the second basket of the ball game. Sorry, Jake. Quick shot by Gonzalez off the mark. Rebound on the back side. Excuse me. Rebound on the back side to Noonan. He draws the double team. He finds Link on the far side of the floor. Post feed into White. Kick to Kroll. Quick pass Link. Back to White. Okay, the ball heads into the in the post area. He draws the
nice
double
pass.
Team. Good work by Logan. Didn't hold it long, worked across the lane, uses the baby hook to his advantage. He gets two consecutive baskets, Park Heritage to within six at 21-15. Williamson tried to isolate against Stewart, unable to pick up the foul. Shot won't go, rebound Park Heritage. Link in between the circles, he'll go backside, curl. Bounce pass to White as he steps off of the post to get the basketball. He works across the lane, draws a double team. He's tied up. Good work off of the ball by Scorza, to force that jump ball. It'll be Crawfordsville basketball. Williamson to Gonzalez. Come near side to Johnson Hall. Good movement without the basketball. Contact. Williamson gets the basket. Foul will be on Kroll. Carson Williamson, just a junior. Good basketball player. Can't get the free throw to drop. Rebound Kroll. Kroll to Stewart. Stewart on the dribble across the timeline. Works near side, picks his dribble up. Bounce pass picked up by Noonan. Weave out front, ball loose on the far side. They'll say last touched by Crawfordsville. Like to thank Valley Pro Construction, your complete general contractor in Clinton. Todd DeVerta, DeVerta Funeral Home in Cayuga. And Walsh Lofts is in Covington and at Clinton. 23-15, 8-point advantage for the Athenians. Brandon Newton buries a 3-point shot, cuts the lead to 5 at 23-18.
It's a big shot there by Landon. Kind of tough shot, long distance, but we know he can make those, and definitely something to help change the momentum of the game.
Now that one was too easy. A high ball screen by Johnson Hall. No weak side rotation. Williamson, uncontested to the basket, gets the layup. Lead back to 7. Throw on the post. Good passing by the Wolves. 3-point shot won't go by Link. Throw with the offensive rebound. White gets the defense in the air. Loses control of the ball, but as Johnson Hall grabs it, he had a foot on the end line. It'll remain Park Heritage basketball. I'd like to thank the Overpeck Gas Company, Propane Exceptional Energy in Marshall and Covington. Ryan Luce, your local State Farm Insurance in Clinton, and BJ Electronics, your Viasat authorized retailer in Rockville. Connor Davis returns with the two fouls, works in paint. He draws contact and the foul. That'll send him to the free throw line. Fouls on Kellerman, his second, sixth on the team. Connor connects on the first free throw. Chris England enters for Coach Shelsky. Gonzalez returns for Crawfordsville. Second. second free throw on the way. In and out. Rebound. White put back good. An example right there, Jake, of somebody who's about 4 or 5 inches undersized, but just works harder than the person that you're going against, comes up with the offensive rebound and the basket.
That's what we call wanting it, Jim. He went after it. White got it. Put it up and in. Good job by him.
Gonzalez shot won't go. England with the rebound. Ball poked away, picked up by Stewart. Stewart to Noonan. Park Heritage within four, 25-21. Davis works the baseline, comes backside. Shot won't go. Rebound Johnson Hall. Up the floor to Scorza. Back to Johnson Hall. He travels. Had a good look. The indecision created the turnover. I think that, along with having Coach Yellen at him to shoot the basketball.
Yep.
Minim double-teamed in the backcourt. Bounce pass to Stewart. They need to get it across. They clear the timeline to White. Davis attacks. His shot won't go. Minim with the rebound to Stewart. Koshelski says, let's slow things down, set it up. Let's run Spartan. Davis to White. White has the ball stripped by Scorza. Ball loose, picked up by Gonzalez. It's going to be an over and back. Caught the ball in the front court, it did look like to me. He dribbled.
Ball's got to cross. You have to have at least, I think, a ball and foot. I don't know if you have all three or not. But definitely.
You know, that's always a contentious call.
It is.
Something that gets debated a lot. Depends on who you're for and your interpretation of the rule. Davis inside, shot won't go, rebound Gonzalez. Near side Saunders to Johnson Hall between the legs. It's now Williamson at the top of the key. He buries another one.
It's an 11-point here tonight, Jim.
He's in double digits. You said 11?
11.
Minim's pass. I thought it might have been tipped in the backcourt. None of the officials see it. Pass goes out of bounds. It'll be Crawfordsville basketball. And I thank Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company, internet and phone in Bloomingdale, Rockville, and Tacloma areas. Future X Industries in Bloomingdale, Marshall, and Terre Haute, and Clark Chevrolet in Cayuga. Scores it to Johnson Hall. Has the ball poked away by England, picked up by Noonan. To the front court, Noonan with the dribble. Pass on baseline, picked off by Johnson Hall. Gonzalez has the run out. He gets the easy one. Leads at 9, 30-21. England's pass going to be picked off by Johnson Hall. He attacks off the dribble, passes on the next side to Scorza. Davis picks up number three, and I think the official's out of position on that one.
Could have been a block. Looked like he did get the ball. But when that hand goes down, Connor went up with his hand. Looked like he got the ball, but when his hands go swipes down on it, looks like the referee is going to call that one because it appears it's a foul. Made the call. That's his third. He's going to have to sit the rest of the half.
Scores are off the mark on the first free throw. We're inside of a minute at 55 seconds remaining here before half. Invite you to stay tuned to our Clark Chevrolet the Verter Funeral Home Halftime Show. Both of those businesses located in Cayuga. Scores good on the second free throw. Lead at double digits, 31-21. Matches the largest of the ball game. White wide open in the paint. Good ball fake. Shot won't go. Save by Scores. Really a risky throwback. He threw it under the basket. Ball deflected out of bounds by Park Heritage. Crawfordsville basketball. It'll be Williamson. He'll slow things down, walk it into the front court. He's guarded by Stewart. Although I think it's a 1-2-2 zone here.
Yep.
Crawfordsville, little weave out front. I wondered if they might choose to attack. One of the players with two fouls, I guess Landon, the only player with two fouls in the ball game. Scores it with the dribble in the corner to Gonzalez. Snow Williamson for three. He banks it in. Don't ask me how. That thing goes in from that angle. Shot at the buzzer by Stewart. No good. But a big basket. At the end of the half, Crawfordsville leads 34-21. Stay tuned for Clark Chevrolet, DeVerta Funeral Home halftime shows. We'll be right back to Park Heritage Middle School on 104.9 at WAXI.
Valley Pro Construction has been in business for 20 years. They specialize in custom tile showers, Haas kitchen cabinets, and granite countertops. Visit the Valley Pro Construction Showroom at 440 North 9th Street in Clinton. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, or simply call 765-832-1187 to schedule an appointment or an estimate. Valley Pro Construction. Visit Valley Pro Construction online at valleyproconstruction.net for more products and information. See Valley Pro Construction.
See your Chevrolet at Dale Warnick's today. Make sure to give our country gents a call. Buy that car today. Drive your dream away. They'll satisfy your needs, one and all.
Dale Warnick Chevrolet is dedicated to making sure that area customers have an enjoyable experience. Make shopping for a new, pre-owned, or GM-certified used Chevy car, truck, or SUV fun. At Dale Warnick Chevrolet Rockville, you'll find experienced, friendly, and professional staff ready to help.
Todd DeVerter at DeVerter Funeral Home in Cayuga is committed to the highest standards of service excellence. You talk about many things with your loved ones, from day-to-day details to big events. Sharing stories with those who matter most isn't just important today. It will be especially significant when it's time to honor and commemorate your lives. Go to DeVerterFuneralHome.com, watch the video, and download a free brochure and have the talk of a lifetime today. It can make the difference of a lifetime. DeVerter Funeral Home, plan ahead. We'll take the first step with you.
Sorry if I missed that. Welcome back to Park Heritage Middle School in halftime here, sponsored by Clark Chevrolet, DeVerter Funeral Home. We've got a good one going. Kind of got away from Park Heritage here at the end of the half, Jake. It was 25-21, leading them cut to four, but nine straight to close out the half by Crawfordsville affords them a 13-point lead, but by no means do I think that 13-point cannot be overcome by Park Heritage. They've done a much better job in the second quarter, I think, of attacking the paint, getting the ball down low. I think they've left some points on the board, but I think they will continue to attack down low, work that inside-out game, and they can get hot here in the second half. Getting back in the ball game is not going to be a problem.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a well-paced game. Park Heritage got in foul trouble. They've had some opportunities. They took a lot of shots from the perimeter there in the second half that wasn't, I mean, the second quarter that wasn't falling. I think they get the ball inside, they get back in the game. This type of game, where they're down by 13, that sounds like a lot, especially at half, but with this type of flow of game, 13 points can vanish pretty quickly. So I think Coach Chelsea is going to draw some things up in the second half, make some adjustments, look for them to get the ball inside. Hustle back on defense, and I think that's at the offensive side of the ball. If they can execute a little bit better, they'll be fine.
Well, and, you know, I think one of the things they'll probably talk about, that pressure in the backcourt, the double teaming, if you can get the ball in the middle of the floor, up the floor, then if you'll turn and face the basket, you should have some number advantages
right.
And be able to get some easy opportunities. Right now, they're just Crawfordsville is wanting to force Newnham to have to give up the basketball and then hopefully not give it back. And if he can find somebody in the middle of the floor, I think they'll have a numbers advantage and can get some easy opportunities. Fouls a little bit of an issue in the first half. I'm not sure Coach Chelsky was able to play the combinations that he wanted to play against Crawfordsville. Three players, two fouls early in the second quarter. And unfortunately, Davis picks up number three there before half. So you got to kind of play the game of trying to protect, but you still got to play with your best to get back in a game when you're down 13.5.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that. Foul trouble caused Coach Shelsky to shuffle up his plan a little bit, I believe, there in the first half. But you got to get your best players out there, and I think the third quarter is going to be very critical of that. I think if they can execute down low, Logan White had 8 points. He did an excellent job in the paint, posting up, getting some touches. That helps the ball move a little bit. Turnovers cost Park Heritage 2 in the first half. They had 9 turnovers versus Crawfordsville 5. So free throw opportunities where it was huge. Crawfordsville was 6 of 10 from the line, and Park Heritage was 3 of 5 from the line. So you add those numbers up, that's where the difference
is.
Well,
and scoring points with a clock stop down 13 could be big in the second half. Let's take a break here in our Clark Chevrolet Diverter Funeral Home halftime show. When we come back, we'll take a look at statistics from the first half. From Park Heritage Middle School, 104.9 WAXI.
Think high-speed internet isn't available where you live? Well, we have great news for you. At BJ's Electronics, we offer blazing fast Viasat internet with brand new plans starting as low as $50 a month for the first 3 months. Get Viasat's fastest speeds ever for your home. Call BJ's Electronics today at 800-772-2821. Get the internet speed you deserve today. Just call 800-772-2821. Terms and restrictions apply. See Viasat.com for details.
Car shopping can be overwhelming. Go to the pros at Clark Chevrolet in Cayuga and find your vehicle. At Clark Chevrolet, we are the problem solvers. We'll provide you with a simple, easy, and efficient car shopping experience. Selection, incentives, and know-how. Clark Chevrolet, 105 North Division Street in Cayuga. ClarkChevy.com. Car shopping can be overwhelming. Go to the pros at Clark Chevrolet in Cayuga and find your vehicle. At Clark Chevrolet, we are the problem solvers. We'll provide you with a simple, easy, and efficient car shopping experience. Selection, incentives, and know-how. Clark Chevrolet, 105 North Division Street in Cayuga. ClarkChevy.com.
School 34-21 at halftime. Crawfordsville returns to the floor for second half warm-ups, as do the officials. We still await Park Heritage. How about a quick look at statistics here in the first half, Jake?
All right, thank you, Jim. First half statistics here. Crawfordsville leads the game 34-21. At the end of the first quarter, it was 14-11 Crawfordsville. Crawfordsville scored 20 points in the second quarter versus Park Heritage's 10. Crawfordsville was led by Carson Williamson. He had 16 points this evening, had 2 rebounds. He had 2 three-pointers. One of those was a bank three. He was 4 of 5 from 2. Trey Scorza had 6 points. Will Kellerman had 2 points. Cameron Saunders had 2 points. Anthony Gonzalez had 5 points. And Jesse Johnson Hall, the 6'6 center, had 3 points. So Park Heritage did a good job on the Johnson Hall kid. The Williamson's kid has hurt Park Heritage in the first half with 16. For Park Heritage, they were led by Landon Noonan with 8 points. He was 2 for 2 from 3, 0 for 2 from 2, and 2 for 2 at the line. Landon Stewart chipped in with 2 points. Logan White had 8 points. He did a great job underneath. He is 1, 2, 3, 4, 4 of 6 from 2. Connor Davis had 3 points as well. Turnover-wise, Park Heritage had 9 turnovers versus Crawfordsville's 5. From three-point land, Crawfordsville was 3 of 8. Park Heritage was 2 of 9 from 3. So 22% from 3 for Park Heritage, and roughly close to 40% for Crawfordsville. So that's a difference there as well in the scoring.
Yeah, you talk about those turnovers, Jake, 9-5, which doesn't seem a lot, but Crawfordsville's a team that's going to really put the pressure on you if you turn the ball over. They try to move it up the floor so quickly, and we don't keep transition points or points off of turnover, but they've done a nice job of capitalizing on not only forcing those turnovers, but scoring on the back end. And if they haven't scored, those situations have helped to create some of the foul trouble.
Very much. The pressure defense by Crawfordsville that they're applying, great strategy, I think, by the coach from Crawfordsville. They're sending one of the guys, off the big guy, to go pressure the basketball, either Landon Stewart, Landon Noonan. That's caused the ball to bounce around and other guys to handle it. Some turnover opportunities. They've had some fast break opportunities. They get it out and go and cause some foul trouble for Park Heritage. And so I think really for Park Heritage and Rich Jelski here in the second half, Jim, I think they really got to execute on the offensive side. Once they start making baskets, get back on the defense, I think they'll be fine.
All right, let's take a 60-second break. When we come back, we'll be set for second half basketball at Park Heritage Middle School on 104.9 WAXI.
This is Ryan Luce, your local State Farm agent. On the court, all-stars make assists look easy. Behind the back, no look, or off the backboard, they're dropping dimes nonstop. That's how we feel about coverage and savings. Combine your home and auto with State Farm and start your own assist highlight reel. After all, even all-stars need an assist. Call me, Ryan Luce, for help combining your home and auto and enjoy the savings at 765-832-2221 or visit us on the web at luceismyagent.com. Enjoy the game.
Christmas favorites are waiting for you this week at your hometown proud IGA stores in Rockville and Clinton. Smoked ham shank portions and whole or half boneless hams are all on sale. Clementines are $3.99 a bag. Kraft Chunk or shredded cheese, Green Giant baby cut carrots are all on sale too. Check out these and more savings for the holidays at your Rockville and Clinton IGAs.
We're hometown proud to be your hometown grocer, IGA.
Welcome back as we resume live action here in the second half. Park Heritage basketball. Inside screen.
There they go.
White gets the basket. Thank you, Mr. Hartman. Doing an outstanding job in his duties tonight as he takes a night off from us, but continues to work hard in his capacity as not sure exactly what his title is, but he does a good job of taking care of officials, making sure everything is prepared to keep things running here during this home basketball game.
Jim, he's so well known, he doesn't need a title. Just call him Stephen Hartman. There we go.
All right, crossover dribble. Williamson from 17. Jumper won't go. Good defense by Noonan. Excuse me, by Stewart. Rebound Stewart. Hands the ball off to Noonan on the far side. Ben Link gets a screen by White, doesn't use it. High low now, look from Davis at the top of the key. Now he gets it to White, back to Davis through his hands, picked up by Saunders. Saunders to Scorza. He'll reset the offense with Williamson running the point. Scorza to Johnson, Hall to the basket. No weak side rotation, left Hall wide open. They cleared the near side of the floor. Lead remains at 13, 36-23. Pressure in the backcourt. Noonan works up the far side, splits a couple of players, drop off pass inside to Stewart for the easy one. Good job by Landon. Landon to Landon, how's that?
There we go.
Williamson, his runner won't go. Rebound Davis to Stewart. On the move, on the baseline, White. Shot. Partially blocked, but they'll say he got enough of the hand. That's going to send Logan to the free throw line. Foul on Scorza. I believe will be his second, first on the team here in the second half. That's the one thing. When Crawfordsville plays at the pace they play at, they have a streak where they're not effective on the offensive end. It allows you to get back in the ball game a lot quicker, Jake.
Yes, you can. Basketball, I like to think, sometimes is a game of runs. And when you play as fast as Crawfordsville does, they can go on a run where things aren't looking as pretty, especially if you're scoring on the offensive side of the ball there, what Park Heritage just did. They rushed the ball down the court, missed a shot. Park Heritage having a little good run so far up in the second half.
Logan, 2-for-2 at the free throw line. Shot put up by Scorza, won't go. Quick ball reversal. Top of the key. They're going to call a foul on the floor, I believe, as somebody ran through a screen by Davis. Foul is on Saunders. As he tried to stay locked down on Noonan. That'll be his second on the team. Pass comes into Link. Bounced on the floor. He'll back things out. Noonan comes and gets the basketball in between the circles. Far side Link at the top of the key. Davis bounce pass in paint. Logan's shot won't go. Rebound Johnson Hall. Good look. Koshielski got what he wanted. 3-point shot on the way. It's good. That's Will Kellerman. So you cut the lead from 13 down to 9 very quickly, back to 12. Links get past to Stewart. Puts it on the floor to Davis. Davis works with the left hand, puts it up with the left hand. Shot goes. Crawfordsville was wanting a double dribble. Official says he lost the basketball, stayed with it. Good job by Connor. Williamson, pass in the paint to Johnson Hall. Foul on the floor. Well, a good foul that you don't give up the easy one inside, but I think that's a third one on Landon Stewart, not who you wanted to pick up, number three. Pass inside. Picked off by Noonan. Up the floor. Link draws a double team. He finds Stewart. Bounce pass to Davis. Back
nice
to
pass.
Stewart. Open for three. Shot won't go. Rebound on the floor. Picked up by White. Garbage time inside. Logan found himself right place, right time. His putback good. Park Heritage within 8 at 39-31. Pass comes near side to Kellerman. It's now Scorza. Crawfordsville works the ball around the three-point line. Johnson Hall penetrates. Kellerman open at the top of the key. His shot good. Pretty quiet offensively in the first half, but you get the feeling he's a very good shooter if left open. He has two threes here in the quarter. Foul on the floor on Williamson. It'll be Riley Ferguson into the ball game. He'll see his first action. Would like to thank Ron Construction, State Road 59 North of Belmore. Your hometown proud IJ stores in Rockville and Clinton. WTHI. Depend on News 10, WTHI coverage you can count on. And Dale Warnock Chevrolet in Rockville. Davis to the left, shot won't go. Rebound Johnson Hall, up the floor to Saunders. Saunders on the baseline, kicks it to, I believe that's Kellerman. Everybody stood up in front of me, I couldn't see numbers.
Yep,
it
was
shot
Kellerman.
Off the mark. Noonan with a long three, no good. Weak side rebound, Ferguson put back, good. Quickly up the floor, Gonzalez to Johnson Hall. His three on the way is good.
We better sit tight here, Jim. Keep our eyes open.
Lead back to 12, 45-33 in favor of Crawfordsville. Link on the dribble. He'll send it out front to Noonan. Noonan guarded by Saunders.
Very important here for Park Harris to get a touchdown low. Try to high low.
Good job by Davis. Couldn't corral the basketball. Poked it out to Link. White had stopped the key for three. His jumper good. Logan's had a big night offensively. Don't know where he's at number-wise, but he has to lead the Wolves tonight.
15 points so far tonight for Logan White.
Gets a lead inside. Double digits. Ball poked loose. And Kellerman's going to get the timeout. It's a Valley Pro Construction timeout for Crawfordsville. It's a full timeout. We'll take one as well. Crawfordsville leads by 9, 45-36. Park Heritage Middle School, 104.9 WAXI.
His shoots, he scores!
Be a part of a local winning team. Making quality plastics since 1969. FutureX Industries, located in Bloomingdale and Marshall, is now hiring for a range of positions, direct hire and temp to hire, with on-the-job training. Call 765-498-3900 or stop in at the Bloomingdale Personnel Office. FutureX is proud to be an active, vital part of the community. And good luck to all the area athletes from FutureX Industries.
What has your propane gas company invested in you? Hi, this is Dan Overpeck with Overpeck Gas Company. The Overpeck Gas Company has doubled its propane storage in the last year. We want to be sure that when shortages happen, that you, the customer, have uninterrupted propane deliveries. Geopolitical changes are happening, but we are committed to be a responsible energy provider. It's just one way Overpeck Gas Company keeps you, the customer, our focus for now and in the future. Call us today, 765-765-765. 597-2201 or visit our website, overpetgas.com.
Welcome back to our game of the week. Crawfordsville Park Heritage. Game one goes to the Park Heritage Lady Wolves. 42-34 was our final win for Park Heritage. Runs their record to 9-8 on the year. They will be back in action, I believe, on January 2nd against West Vigo. Boys basketball, we've got a good one going. 9-point lead for Crawfordsville. They have the basketball. 2:04 to go in quarter number three. Park Heritage looking to get back to the 500 mark at 4-4. Crawfordsville 5-2 coming into this game. Awful patient possession right now by Crawfordsville. Yes. We haven't seen this much. Williamson on the dribble. Pushes it to Johnson Hall. Pass behind the black to Williamson. Dribbles into traffic. He's going to lose the ball. Picked up by Davis. Able to get it to Link. Then across the timeline. In paint. Scoop pass. Davis. Shot won't go. He worked the backside of the basket. Up the floor. Scores it to Kellerman. Works to his left. Step back. Thought about a three. Decided better of it. Now Williamson will come get the ball. He works against Ferguson. Works to his left with the left hand. Shot won't go. They'll say there's enough contact to send him to the free throw line. Foul is on Davis. That's going to be number four.
Wished he could have made it through that quarter there, Jim, if you're Rich Shelsky. 56 seconds to go. Gets his fourth foul. He's going to have to sit for a little while.
First free throw good by Williamson. He will get the second. I'd like to thank Andrews Heating and Air Conditioning, North 9th Street in Clinton, Park County RMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative in Rockville, Valley Pro Construction, your complete general contractor in Clinton, and Todd DeVerter at DeVerter Funeral Home in Cayuga. Williamson good on both free throws. Lead currently at 11, 47-36, Crawfordsville. Park Heritage with the basketball. Krull replaced Davis. Ferguson out front, works against Williamson. Contact out front, foul will come on Williamson. That's going to be his third. You have to think he's going to sit for the balance of this quarter anyway. Substitution, Ty Linus, 5'11 sophomore. Ball on the far side, Park Heritage brings it in. Noonan to Ferguson, near side now Lane. Works against Scorza. Back to Ferguson. Noonan works to his left. Finds Link. It's now Krull in the post. Gets it back. Drives. Drop off pass White. He gets the easy one. Post defense not real good for Crawfordsville. A lot of opportunities. Clock down to five. Scott with the basketball. To Johnson Hall, shot on the way, partially blocked by Kroll. We've played three, Crawfordsville by nine, 47-38. Stay tuned for fourth quarter action on 104.9 at WAXI.
In Park County, for quality, secure local phone and internet service, the one and only choice is Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company. Growing every day, Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company offers fiber optic services to residents and businesses in Rockville, Bloomingdale, and the Coloma area. All backed by local tech support available at 498-1000. Find out more today. True local phone and internet providers. Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company, 765-498-1000.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm has passed. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley. Only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
Welcome back to Park Heritage Middle School. Crawfordsville basketball to start fourth quarter play. Johnson gets the handoff to the basket. I think it was partially blocked by a White. Shot off the mark. Link for three. A big basket. Had it gone. And they're going to say ball was last touched by Park Heritage. Crawfordsville basketball. Boy, would that have been a big one, Jake. That would have cut the lead to six.
Yeah, I was about to say they had a four-point gain there. Park Heritage did it in the third quarter. What you want to try to do now with a nine-point ball game is cut that lead in half again if you can with about 4 minutes to go and finish it the rest of the way.
Foul on Kroll. His second, third on the team. And there's
going to be a technical
foul right there. It'll be Noonan. Well, that was obvious. They were battling for a position inside, and I think the official was just going to stop play and separate them. But a push came from Johnson Hall and landed, hits the first free throw, and that's a situation when you're up nine. You don't want to do anything to ignite the other team. Noonan with both free throws. It'll now be Park Heritage basketball. They've drawn to within seven at 47-40.
Landon Noonan just scored his 10th point of the ball game, and leading all scorers here this evening has been Logan White.
Stewart will
19
return.
19 points.
For Ferguson. So, 7-point ball game, 7.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Park Heritage with the basketball. Ball tipped out front. Good hustle by Landon Noonan to pick the ball up. He drives baseline. Scoop pass in the paint to White. Foul on the floor. Foul will be on Kellerman. That'll be the third on Kellerman. Sixth on the team.
I think if you're Park Heritage here, I think you want to get a touchdown low to Logan White. He's been very effective in this game. And with a 7-point deficit, we are down by seven. I think it'd be important to get a good look here on the offensive side of the ball.
Top of the key. White with the basketball. It's now Noonan outside the 3-point line. Spins around in traffic. I think he might have been bailed out there, Jake. I thought he traveled, but they'll say no. Scores ahead, a piece of the arm. That's going to send Landon to the free throw line. So we talked about scoring with the clock stopped. Two free throws here. Draws the Wolves to within five. Landon was there less than a minute ago as he was 2 for 2 on the technical free throws. Shoots a very high percentage at the free throw line for this Park Heritage basketball team. He's 4 for 4 here in the last quarter. Leads cut to 5 at 47-42. Curl picks the pocket of Williamson out front. Williamson tries to return the favor. But Williamson did have a foot on the out-of-bounds line. It'll be remain Park Heritage basketball. Ball knocked loose, picked up by Park Heritage. Play's becoming a little bit more physical as the game tightens up here in the fourth quarter. Little pick and roll, Link fires a three, yep. It's good. Wolves go within two at 47-45. Kellerman picks his dribble up, nowhere to go. Crawfordsville uses a timeout, the Valley Pro Construction timeout. It's a full timeout, we'll take one as well. We'll be right back in 60 seconds to Park Heritage Middle School on 104.9 WAXI.
In Park County, for quality, secure local phone and internet service, the one and only choice is Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company. Growing every day, Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company offers fiber optic services to residents and businesses in Rockville, Bloomingdale, and the Coloma area, all backed by local tech support available at 498-1000. Find out more today. True local phone and internet providers. Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company, 765-498-1000.
Valley Pro Construction has been in business for 20 years. They specialize in custom tile showers, Haas kitchen cabinets, and granite countertops. Visit the Valley Pro Construction Showroom at 440 North 9th Street in Clinton. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, or simply call 765-832-1187 to schedule an appointment or an estimate. Valley Pro Construction. Visit Valley Pro Construction online at valleyproconstruction.net for more products and information. See Valley Pro Construction.
Welcome back to live action. Crawfordsville with the basketball. Seven straight by the Wolves have cut that 9-point lead down to two. Johnson Hall at the free throw line. Williamson for three. His shot short. Long rebound tracked down by Jalen Kroll. He's given some good minutes off the bench tonight.
Yes, he has. Good, make some good plays. He's had two great assists down low. Good solid rebound there.
Scorza with the reach out front. He's going to foul Stewart. That'll send Landon to the free throw line. Two free throws here. We'll tie the game up. First free throw good. So in about a minute and, you'll have to help me here, about a minute and 40 seconds, Jake, 9-point lead has been erased.
It's been erased.
And the technical is what really changed the momentum. We are tied at 47, 5:45 to go in quarter four.
Little half-court trap.
Another turnover.
Half-court trap by Park Heritage. Got the turnover. This is the momentum they needed. They have swung. 5:34 left to play. Tie ball game. Can they go up here on this possession?
Luke with the ball out front to Noonan. Noonan to Stewart. Pick and roll with he and Kroll.
Another nice pass,
pass on the back
side
to right.
Another nice pass.
No rotation defensively for Crawfordsville. That'll be the third foul on Kroll. Fourth on the team here in the second half. We'll see a 1-3-1. We'll see how aggressively Coach Shelsky elects to trap out of this. Williamson in the middle to Johnson Hall. Kellerman for three. His shot off the mark. Rebound,
rebound.
Stewart. Noonan on the dribble up the floor. Foul on the sideline by Scott. That'll send Landon to the free throw line.
I was wondering how Crawfordsville would respond there, Jim, to that technical. And with that run, Park Heritage has been running, and they have not stopped that run. Now we're talking a 12-0 run since that moment of time.
Noonan good on the first free throw, also on the second. He shoots over 80% on the year. Pass
another
on the backside, picked off by Noonan to the basket. Good block by Kellerman.
Park Heritage is seizing the momentum here, Jim. Great job on the 1-3-1 defense. Noonan came with a steal off of a lazy pass, went all the way down, went up for a layup, looked like he could have gotten fouled. Ball went out of bounds, Park Heritage basketball.
Got a little perspiration on the floor. Good job by the ball boy down there to clean things up. It'll be Park Heritage basketball underneath their basket. Link brings it into Noonan, in paint, turnaround jumper won't go off the hill of the rim, rebound Kellerman. Got exactly what you wanted.
Yep.
Shot wouldn't fall in the corner. Gonzalez fires a three. It won't go. Long rebound, Noonan. He works into the front court with the dribble. He'll draw a double team to Stewart. Keep the ball moving. Don't let him get the trap set. Link for three. Look good. Jalen Kroll with the rebound. Link for another jumper. This time it's good from 15. So the streak continues. On the baseline, Gonzalez out to Scott. Near side, Johnson, Hall to Kellerman from 15. His jumper short. Williamson with the rebound. Pass to Gonzalez. Has a shot blocked by White. Johnson Hall misses a point blank layup. Gets his rebound. He's fouled on the second attempt. That'll send him to the free throw line.
A lot of opportunities there for Crawfordsville. Couldn't put the ball in the basket.
Free throw off the mark. And Jake, not only has momentum shifted, the level at which these teams are playing energy-wise, right now Park Heritage is playing a lot harder, a lot more enthusiastic.
Yes, they are. They've seized the moment. Since that technical, they got some baskets, caused some momentum change. They're seizing the moment. They've still got that momentum and moment because Johnson Hall misses his second free throw.
Pressure in the backcourt over the 10-second line. Noonan has Stewart open. He fires a three.
Oh. Got
it's
it.
Gonna go. It's now a 9-point lead for Park Heritage.
18-0 run. Good pass there.
Kellerman's going to end that run. Somebody got lost on the backside of the 1-3-1. It's going to be a delay of game warning. You know, and you've got that one, really not a bad idea to allow your press to get set up. Now the other one comes and the result is a technical. Stewart to Noonan, up the floor to White.
Good decision.
Quick pass out to Link. Park Heritage will spread the floor. Noonan works on Sanders.
With a five-out motion offense for Park Heritage. Got White open in the corner. Got it.
He buries another three.
22nd point of the game. Logan White having a well game here for Park Heritage tonight.
Kellerman to the basket. Shot won't go. Johnson Hall can't finish. Picked up by Saunders. His shot no good. He's going to get two free throws. Well, it's amazing how things can change so rapidly. Free throw off the mark for Saunders, and right now it's if it doesn't matter what type of opportunity, unable to convert. 0 for 2 at the free throw line for the second consecutive time. Rebound Park Heritage. Link to Kroll.
Another pass by
Stewart.
Kroll.
Good ball fake. Shot won't go. Ball loose. Picked up by Crawfordsville. On the baseline, Scorza. Out front, Kellerman. Puts it on the floor with the left hand. Shot goes. Cuts the lead to 8 at 59-51. Clock is at 2 minutes. Noonan up the floor. Kroll wide open on the backside. Gets the easy one. Lead at 10, 61-51. Kellerman with the ball fake. Kicks it to Williamson. His three on the way won't go. And they'll say last touched by Noonan. Would like to thank the Walsh Law Offices in Covington and Clinton. Over Pet Gas Company, Propane Exceptional Energy in Marshall and Covington. And Ryan Luce, your local State Farm Insurance in at Clinton. On the inbound, foul comes on a Kroll. That'll send Johnson Hall to the free throw line. Just there and missed two.
I
This free throw also off the mark. It's five straight misses from the free throw line for Crawfordsville. Second is good. That's a lead to nine. It's a three-possession ball game, 61-52. Worst-case scenario, you go to the free throw line, Jake. You can't turn the ball over. Williamson to the basket with the layup. It's good. Lead down to seven. Pass comes in to Stewart. Gets it into the front court. Ball loose. Picked up by Scorza. It's going to be Williamson with the basketball. Shot won't go. Put back by Saunders won't go, but Saunders fouled. He's going to get two free throws.
What a play by Scorza. Scorza dove for the ball. It was a loose ball opportunity. He knocked the ball, dove on the floor, and he pushed the ball forward to give his guy an opportunity to get it for a layup. Didn't miss the layup. Rebound. Crawfordsville's got a chance here to cut the lead down down to five. It's 61-54
we have
here
Valley,
with minute seven.
Yeah, we have a timeout on the floor. It's a Valley Pro Construction timeout. We'll take one as well. 60 seconds. We'll be right back. The Park Heritage Middle School Wolves with a seven-point lead. 61-54, 107 left in this ballgame on 104.9 WLXI.
Think high-speed internet isn't available where you live? Well, we have great news for you. At BJ's Electronics, we offer blazing fast Viasat internet with brand new plans starting as low as $50 a month for the first 3 months. Get Viasat's fastest speeds ever for your home. Call BJ's Electronics today at 800-772-2821. Get the internet speed you deserve today. Just call 800-772-2821. Terms and restrictions apply. See Viasat.com for details.
See your Chevrolet at Dale Warnick's today. Make sure to give our country gents a call. Buy that car today. Drive your dream away. They'll satisfy your needs, one and all.
Dale Warnick Chevrolet is dedicated to making sure that area customers have an enjoyable experience. Make shopping for a new, pre-owned, or GM-certified used Chevy car, truck, or SUV fun. At Dale Warnick Chevrolet, Rockville, you'll find experienced, friendly, and professional staff ready to help.
Throw off the mark. So free throw here makes it a two-possession game. Second also off the mark, one of eight in the fourth quarter from the free throw line for Crawfordsville. Ball knocked out of bounds. It'll be Park Heritage basketball. You've got to score points with a score clock.
Yep.
The clock stopped. Pressure in the backcourt. Ball handed off to Stewart. Over the top to Krull. He'll slow things down. He'll dribble out of a trap. Ball poked loose. Scorza with the basketball. They're going to say Scorza touched it last. We've got another timeout. Let's see what it is. It's a 30-second timeout. Let's go ahead and keep it here at 49.4. It's a seven-point lead for Park Heritage Wolves, 61-54. I understand Crawfordsville coach calling for a foul right there.
Yeah.
I would have been, too. I thought Scores have made another nice defensive play. But I don't have a problem with a no call either in that situation.
Both teams playing very hard, scrapping for the ball. Calls can go either way in these situations. 49 seconds left here at 61-54. If you're Park Heritage, you definitely want to control the basketball. You don't want to turn it over. They've done a good job of that in the second half of not turning the basketball over. Getting the ball in the hand of your better free throw shooters. Obviously, Landon Newnham's one of them. He hasn't missed at the line here tonight, knock on wood. And if you're Crawfordsville, you got to play tenacious defense, try to get that ball back, and try to make this a possession type of game here as we start to go to the finish.
Yeah, and I think that's why Coach Chelsky uses the timeout. Let's take care of the basketball. Worst case scenario is we go to the free throw line. They have to come foul us. And Stewart's going to draw the foul. It'll be Kellerman. At 34.8, Gonzalez will enter the ball game after the first free throw. It is a double bonus situation. First free throw by Stewart is good. I'd like to thank Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company, Internet and Phone in Bloomingdale, Rockville, and Oklahoma areas. FutureX Industries in Bloomingdale, Marshall, and Terre Haute, and Clark Chevrolet in Cayuga. Stewart good on the second free throw. Inside of 30. Three-point field goal by Williamson, no good. Scores it with the putback, won't go. Rebound, Krull. And he is fouled by Scorza. That will be number five, I believe, on him. Tell you what, your Crawfordsville, you're going to walk away from this one, Jake. Extremely disappointed. You feel like you let one get away. They really played with a high level of energy and played well together.
Yes.
Just one little thing. You know, you're a little bit frustrated because you're battling for some space. You get a technical foul, and that just kind of flipped the switch. And it's been all Park Heritage for the last 6.5 minutes of this one. Krull off on the first free throw. Second on the way is also missed. Crawfordsville up the floor. Williamson puts it on the floor, gets it to the basket, lays it up and in. It's a timeout, Crawfordsville. Full timeout. No, it's just a 30-second timeout. We'll go ahead and send it back to the studio. We'll be right back in 30 seconds. 104.9 WAXI.
Hi, this is Doug Weiss, Hyde of the Fountain Trust Company. You have savings goals. The Fountain Trust Company has savings solutions. Whether you're saving for a down payment on your first house, a new car, or your dream vacation, Dream Fund is the perfect savings solution to help you make your dream a reality. With a competitive rate and just $200 to open, Dream Fund is designed to help you reach your savings goal. Stop by your local Fountain Trust Banking Center to learn more about the Dream Fund. The Fountain Trust Company, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Welcome back out of the 30-second timeout. It'll be Park Heritage basketball. Got to be aware that you can run the baseline in this situation, make it a little bit easier to get the ball inbounds. Pretty easily it comes into Noonan. Landon going to be fouled. That's going to send him to the free throw line. I believe you said 8 for 8 in the ball game from
yes,
the free throw
is.
Line.
He's perfect. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 8 for 8 for tonight. 8 for 8, 2 for 2 from three. 14 points for Landon Noonan.
Continues to shoot the ball extremely well from the free throw line as he knocks down the first. Lead is at 8. Clock's down to 12. Leads at 9. Crawfordsville on the move. Williamson to Kellerman. Shot on the way. It's good. Quick timeout, Crawfordsville. It's a full timeout. We'll send it back to studio as well. We'll be right back to Park Heritage Middle School, 104.9 at WAXI.
Christmas favorites are waiting for you this week at your hometown proud IGA stores in Rockville and Clinton. Smoked ham shank portions and whole or half boneless hams are all on sale. Clementines are $3.99 a bag. Kraft chunk or shredded cheese, green giant baby cut carrots are all on sale too. Check out these and more savings for the holidays at your Rockville and Clinton IGAs.
We're hometown proud to be your hometown grocer, IGA.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard, so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter, like the drywall that somehow isn't. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Andrews Heating and Air Conditioning is also built to a higher standard. With nearly 50 years of serving the Wabash Valley and bringing peace of mind into the Valley's indoor comfort needs. Contact Andrews Heating today and let them obsess over it so you don't. 765-832-9401.
Welcome back. It'll be Park Heritage basketball. Jalen Krull to inbound. Series of screens being set. Kroll can't get the ball inbounds. He uses a timeout. We'll see what it is. It's a full timeout. We're going to go ahead and keep it here at 7.2. But your lead is at 6. And Jake, really all you got to do is get the ball inbounds. Get the ball inbounds and hold it.
Yep, get the ball inbounds, hold it.
Even if you get a jump ball, you're going to get the ball back because possession is in favor of you. Any time that would run off the clock, obviously, would be, you know, to your advantage. I like Pearl's approach, running that baseline, trying to find somebody. He doesn't. He realizes the count's getting at 3. Let's go ahead and use the timeout. We've got him. So a good, mature decision by the junior.
Smart idea there by Kroll. Definitely, you got to use them. Yeah, might as well use them. Don't want to turn the ball over, especially with 7 seconds left. Anything can happen. I do recall a player from Indiana played for the Pacers, played the New York Knicks, who scored a lot of points in a short amount of time by the name of Reggie Miller. So anything can happen in the game of basketball. I think he scored like 9 points in like some 12 seconds or something like that. So get the ball inbounds, get fouled.
Ball did come inbounds to White. That's what you needed. Clock down to 4.8. That'll send Logan to the free throw line. And that is foul number 5 on Kellerman. Scott will replace him at 4.8. First free throw good by Logan. Second on the way is also good. Be anxious to hear this point total in the fourth quarter by Park Heritage. Shot at the buzzer, no good. Park Heritage comes from behind. They trail by as many as 13 points in this one, actually down 13 at halftime. They overcome that deficit by outscoring Crawfordsville 21 in the second half to win this one 67-59. Stay tuned. We'll be right back for our Fountain Trust postgame show from Park Heritage Middle School on 104.9 WAXI.
Hi, this is Mike Shake, sales manager at Jackson Family of Dealerships. Well, we are proud of our local park and Vermillion County schools. Sponsoring high school sports and local radio is just one way for Jackson Family to give back and say thanks to those who have supported this local dealership for over 85 years now. Play your hardest and you will always be a winner. Jackson Family of Dealerships, 765-832-2411 or jacksoncars.com.
See your Chevrolet at Dale Warnix today. Make sure to give our country gents a call. Buy that car today, drive your dream away. They'll satisfy your needs, one and all.
Dale Warnix Chevrolet is dedicated to making sure that area customers have an enjoyable experience. Make shopping for a new, pre-owned, or GM-certified used Chevy car, truck, or SUV fun. At Dale Warnix Chevrolet, Rockville, you'll find experienced, friendly, and professional staff ready to help.
That was a great game. Congratulations to both teams. Time now for the high school basketball postgame show, where we'll go over final stats and game highlights. The postgame show is brought to you by the Fountain Trust Company. You're listening to high school basketball coverage on 104.9 WAXI and streaming at TrueOldiesWAXI.com.
Trust postgame show. It's been a great night of basketball here at Park Heritage Middle School. It's a sweep for the Park Heritage Wolves. Game number 1, girls basketball. The Lady Wolves take care of business 42-34. To go one game over 500 at 9-8. Game number 2 goes to the boys from Park Heritage. 67-59. They get back to that 500 mark at 4-4. This is a good basketball team they beat tonight, Jake. As we mentioned, Crawfordsville came in at 5-2, and two of the losses were against quality basketball programs. And things did not look good early, especially at halftime, down 13. But we said that the style of play of Crawfordsville would allow you to get back in the ball game, and Park Heritage tightened things up. And, you know, I know we continue to go back to it, but the technical foul by Crawfordsville really flipped the complexion of this game. And once Newnham goes and hits both free throws, Park Heritage gets the ball back, and momentum shifted so quickly. And Crawfordsville looked like a different team. It looked like they were completely stunned with what had transpired. And a lot of credit to Park Heritage for seizing an opportunity that they were given. And, you know, just can't say enough about not only the job tonight, but how important that is as they head into the first Financial Wabash Valley Classic.
Yeah, a great win for Park Heritage. I mean, they were down by 9. We had talked about it right at the top of that fourth quarter, that they want to try to cut that lead in half with about 4 minutes left to play. And almost right before that mark, that's when all the action happened, when they went on like an 18-0 run, it seemed like, and they never looked back. Just an excellent job by Park Heritage, seizing the moment, taking advantage of the opportunities, different guys scoring, making plays. Well-deserved win for Park Heritage. If you're Crawfordsville, this one's going to hurt a little bit because you didn't respond the way you wanted to in the fourth quarter. A statistic here for you, Jim. You asked about that at the end of the game. Park Heritage outscored Crawfordsville 29-12 in the fourth.
That's a lot of points. And quite honestly, they probably all came at like the 6.5-minute mark on. I think once the technical took place, I think it was at 6:29, if this old memory serves me right, which I'm probably off a little bit. But 29 points in the last 6.5 minutes. It's big time. And, you know, what it can do for you as a team here, you know, as you go into this tournament, prepare for your Wabash River Conference schedule and the second half of the season, you know, can do a lot for you. So I think Coach Chelsea's going to come up. But let's go ahead and take a break. And we'll be back. We'll be back here in about a minute on our Fountain Trust postgame show. We'll have a word with Coach Chelsea. From Park Heritage Middle School on 104.9 WAXI.
Todd Diverter at Diverter Funeral Home in Cayuga is committed to the highest standards of service excellence. You talk about many things with your loved ones, from day-to-day details to big events. Sharing stories with those who matter most isn't just important today. It will be especially significant when it's time to honor and commemorate your lives. Go to DiverterFuneralHome.com, watch the video, and download a free brochure and have the talk of a lifetime today. It can make the difference of a lifetime. Diverter Funeral Home, plan ahead. We'll take the first step with you.
Think high-speed internet isn't available where you live? Well, we have great news for you. At BJ's Electronics, we offer blazing fast Viasat internet with brand new plans starting as low as $50 a month for the first 3 months. Get Viasat's fastest speeds ever for your home. Call BJ's Electronics today at 800-772-2821. Get the internet speed you deserve today. Just call 800-772-2821. Terms and restrictions apply. See Viasat.com for details.
Welcome back to Park Heritage Middle School and our Fountain Trust postgame show. We're now joined by the head coach of the Park Heritage Wolves, Coach Chelsky. Congratulations. Obviously a big win tonight against a quality team, a quality program. It gets you back to the 500 mark, and I think probably as much as anything else gives you a little momentum heading into the tournament.
Absolutely.
Next week.
Yeah, it's a great win. You know, the one of the things I put on the board outside of the all, you know, normal game plan stuff was signature win. I thought that would be what I would call this if we won this game, because that's a very good basketball team we played tonight. Really athletic, you know, really hard to guard. You know, got some kids that can shoot it. They're very balanced, a lot of weapons. You know, it didn't look so good there in the first half. And to our kids' credit, man, what a second half. And, wow, did our guys not give up and showed a lot of toughness and a lot of pride. And like you said, you know, that's huge. You know, we're going to play – with the draw we got next week, you know, and let's not forget tomorrow night. You know, we got another tough game tomorrow
night. Oh, I didn't
even know
you played
tomorrow night. We play at South Putnam tomorrow night, which is another very athletic team, very similar to tonight. And then, you know, the bracket we're in next week, it's athletes, good players, bigger schools, stronger kids. So tonight was awesome in terms of preparing for that.
And we even made the comment at one point that obviously Logan White had another huge game for you, very dominant in the paint. But we talked one time, and it was an offensive rebound, that you can be outsized from a height standpoint, 4, 5, 6 inches, but it's effort.
Yeah.
And effort made a difference, and I think that was huge for you tonight, because you played a very talented basketball team tonight, and you know, obviously there was a big play in the fourth quarter with the technical foul. You
right,
were down.
Right.
You were down, I don't know, 9 or 11.
9 or 8
something,
or something like that.
And then you go on a 20-0 run.
Yeah.
But just really liked the energy and enthusiasm you played with throughout the whole ball game. I didn't really feel like there was a lull, even though you were down 13 points at halftime. I didn't feel like you played with
right.
any more energy in the second half than
right.
you did in the first
well,
half.
Well, I thought in the first half, the one thing I was disappointed at halftime, outside of us not finishing shots around the rim, I thought we got out of what we were doing to break their run and jump. You know, if you watch the game close enough, you know, we just ran offense up the court. We didn't really run a press breaker. And when we did that, they had a hard time trapping us because they didn't know when to trap because we weren't dribbling a whole lot. And that's, you know, the beauty of the run and jump is, you know, you try to get a dribbler to go one way and turn around and they're coming to get you. And I thought towards the end of the second half we got away from that. And we talked a lot about that in the second half and did a much better job of that. And obviously, you know, that's why we probably ended up on top. But you're right. I mean, we played hard the whole game. We knew we had to. We this was not a game we were just going to show up and win. We had to earn this baby. And, you know, you spoke on Logan. Anybody that's watched him play this year compared to his first 2 years in high school, what a man he's grown up to be. And the beauty of it is he's only a junior. And, you know, he's not always, like you said, not always going to be the tallest in the post. But I'm telling you, that kid has really matured and grown up. And so I'm so super proud of him. You know, I think the football season obviously helped him and gave him a ton of confidence. But, man, he's just playing so much harder, and he's playing so much more aggressive, and he's playing so much more confidently. And, you know, and I think Coach Moore in our weight program has a lot to do with that, too. If you look, Logan isn't shy about going and getting a ball. And, you know, those guys tonight were athletes, and they weren't afraid to bump you either. And that's right up Logan's alley. And, you know, if it's a 50-50 ball, I like our chances when Logan's going to get it.
Well, and I think, you know, to hit on your point, that if you're stronger, you're more confident. And if you're more confident, I think you compete at a little bit higher level.
Yep.
And I think that we've seen that. Well, tomorrow night, as you said, you go to South Putnam. And I haven't seen South Putnam, but I am aware that they have a better basketball team than they've had in the past.
Yeah.
I think
this is the group they've been waiting for. They're all seniors. It's all seniors. So it's a very, very seasoned veteran group. And, you know, they're 4-2. They've beaten Greencastle, which Greencastle's a really good team. But it's going to be a challenge. But it's just like tonight. It's another game we can win. We're just going to have to play well. We're going to have to go earn it, you know, especially on the road. And, you know, the thing with us is we want as much momentum as we can going into next week. You know, we started out with three brutal games, and that's on me, and I've said that repeatedly. But I think it's made us better right now. And, you know, we've won 4 of our last 5, and honestly, that fifth game, you know, we'd like to have that one back. And, you know, I think if we just keep doing what we're doing, and, you know, it's like I told the kids after the game, basketball's not always about X's and O's and flashiness. It's sometimes about just digging down deep and having some pride and not wanting to get beat. And I think that's what we did tonight. We didn't want to get beat. We refused to lose, and that goes a long way in the game.
Hey, I don't think you apologize for beefing up your schedule like you have. I think if you feel like you can be competitive and it will help you, that's good for single-A schools. I don't think it's good every single year because
right.
sometimes you don't have the horses to
right.
do that. But your ultimate goal is that it makes you better. It makes you more tournament-prepared.
In February, in March,
you
exactly.
You know, come down the stretch. But once again, congratulations. What a fun game for us to call. Look forward to you in the tournament. And it's a pretty quick turnaround up there. But if you get out, we're still on the radio where you were always available to spend a couple minutes with
Perfect.
You. All right. Thanks,
Perfect.
Coach.
Thanks,
good job.
Guys. Thanks.
All right, well, let's take another quick commercial break. We come back, we'll recap stats, hand out our 3 post-game awards, and wrap things up here from Park Heritage Middle School on our Fountain Trust pregame show. We'll be right back.
Car shopping can be overwhelming. Go to the pros at Clark Chevrolet in Cayuga and find your vehicle. At Clark Chevrolet, we are the problem solvers. We'll provide you with a simple, easy, and efficient car shopping experience. Selection, incentives, and know-how. Clark Chevrolet, 105 North Division Street in Cayuga. ClarkChevy.com. Car shopping can be overwhelming. Go to the pros at Clark Chevrolet in Cayuga and find your vehicle. At Clark Chevrolet, we are the problem solvers. We'll provide you with a simple, easy, and efficient car shopping experience. Selection, incentives, and know-how. Clark Chevrolet, 105 North Division Street in Cayuga. ClarkChevy.com.
This is Ryan Luce, your local State Farm agent. On the court, all-stars make assists look easy. Behind the back, no look, or off the backboard, they're dropping dimes nonstop. That's how we feel about coverage and savings. Combine your home and auto with State Farm and start your own assist highlight reel. After all, even all-stars need an assist. Call me, Ryan Luce, for help combining your home and auto and enjoy the savings at 765-832-2221 or visit us on the web at luceismyagent.com. Enjoy the game.
Welcome back to Park Heritage Middle School. One last time on our Fountain Trust post-game show, 67-59. Final in game two goes to Park Heritage over Crawfordsville. Park Heritage evens their record on the year at 4-4. Crawfordsville drops to two games over 500 at 5-3. Jake, let's recap statistics, please.
Yep, Park Heritage came in on top tonight, 67-59 against Crawfordsville. They scored 29 points in the fourth quarter to come out with the win. In the first quarter, Park Heritage was down by a score of 11-14. At halftime, they were down by 21-34. And by the end of the third, they were down 38-47. Leading the way tonight for Park Heritage was Logan White with 26 points, 5 rebounds. He did a great job down low for the Wolves. Landon Newnham pitched in with 16 points, 10 from 10 from the free throw line. Landon Stewart had 11. Getting a start tonight, Ben Link had 5, Connor Davis had 5, Riley Ferguson 2, and Jalen Cruel, who came off the bench and did an excellent job, had 2 points, 6 rebounds, and 4 assists. Park Heritage shot 55% from 2 tonight, 44% from 3, and they were 81% from the foul line, 17 of 21. Crawfordsville, they were led tonight by junior Carson Williamson. He had 22 points. Will Killerman had 12 points. Jesse Johnson Hall had 9 points, 9 rebounds. Trey Scorza had 6 points. Did an excellent job on the defensive side of the floor. Anthony Gonzalez had 5, and Cameron Saunders had 2 points. For Crawfordsville, they shot 50% from 2, 39% from 3, and they were 48% of the line tonight, Jim, with 10 out of 21. From the free throw line. So this game here tonight, statistically, Park Heritage did have a few more turnovers than Crawfordsville, but they really won the game at the free throw line compared to Crawfordsville, 17-21 versus 10-21. And that pretty much adds up to the deficit with a W for Park Heritage, 67-59.
Thank you, Jake. Great job, buddy. It's now time for our 3 post-game awards. Our player of the game, sponsored by Andrews Heating and Cooling in Clinton. I think this would surprise you folks. Logan White, leading scorer tonight for both ball clubs, 26 points, 5 rebounds. He is our player of the game. Congratulations, Logan. Once again, player of the game sponsored by Andrews Heating and Cooling in Clinton. Your high-energy player of the game sponsored by Park County RMC goes to senior guard of Park Heritage, Landon Newnham, 16 points in the ball game, 10 for 10 from the free throw line. He continues to shoot just an outstanding percentage at the line. Ball's in his hands a lot. You want a good free throw shooter, especially in close ball games. Landon Nooner, your energy player of the game, sponsored by Park County RMC. And your 6-man spark plug player of the game, sponsored by Jackson Family Dealerships in Clinton. That goes to junior Jalen Krull. 2 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists, a little bit of everything. He was very active, played with a lot of energy tonight, gave good minutes when the Wolves got in foul trouble, so congratulations. Jalen Krull is our 6-man spark plug player of the game, sponsored by Jackson Family of Dealerships in Clinton. Basketball scores, kind of slow tonight, folks. Here's what I've been able to pick up. In girls basketball, Linton 59, Northview 41. And obviously also here, Park Heritage 42, Crawfordsville 34. On boys basketball, Covington 59-35 over Lebanon. Good win for the Trojans. Edgewood 62-46 over Sullivan. Columbus North 77. Terre Haute South 41. Danville 72-45 over Beech Grove. That's girls basketball, and that's all I can come up with. Jake, As always, a pleasure working with you. Look forward to it down the line. Not sure what our next game is, but it won't come too soon. And I'll make sure that I cover for Steven next time and let you know if we got a doubleheader.
The next one I'm on time, Jim. I'm going to be on time. I'll be here.
All right, buddy. Lee, great job back in the studio, sweetheart. Appreciate all of your hard work. We appreciate our sponsors and those of you who've turned in. Hope you've enjoyed our doubleheader game of the week from Park Heritage Middle School. Once again, it's a sweep for the Wolves as they win the girls' game by 8 and the boys' game by 8 as well. So our next broadcast will come in the first Financial Wabash Valley Classic. That will be on the 26th as we will bring you, I believe, our first game will be Sullivan and Riverton Park. We'll follow that up with South Vermilion and Cloverdale. And then our nightcap that night will be Edgewood and Park Heritage. Trying to find my schedule here real quick, and I can't come up with it. But I believe that we have game number 3, so that'll be about 1 o'clock. But stay tuned to WXI as they will be announcing the exact times of our broadcast. So once again, thanks for tuning in tonight. Have a Merry Christmas, everybody. Enjoy time with your family. And
yes.
Just relax a little bit, and we will see you soon next week at the First Financial Wabash Valley Classic on 104.9 at WAXI.
Hi, I'm Bill. But thanks to my electric co-op, I'm also known as
Captain Cost Cutter.
Every time I change out my
air filter
or
the insulator
when adding insulation in my attic, my electric co-op helps me use energy wisely and save money. So I guess you could just call me Energy Bill.
Lower energy bill.
Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Visit them online at pcremc.com.
The postgame show has been presented by the Fountain Trust Company, serving families in Fountain, Montgomery, Tippecanoe, and Park counties. Thanks for joining us, and stay tuned for more great high school basketball all season long here on WAXI, the home for exciting high school sports, and playing the greatest hits of all time, 104.9 WAXI. And streaming live at TrueOldiesWAXI.com.